Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the small towns. They beat up cars with the tires and drummers go with the crack, boom, bam.
Welcome back. This is John Larry, Cap, bringing this back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We'll have a great visit with our good friend Jim Schreier. Farcliffs.com is the website. Jim is one of the top thought leaders on management and leadership in the world. Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about, and you do an awful lot of work with the workforce and helping people to understand what's going on there. That's what we're talking about today with Jim, folks, and that is, what's going to happen to the post-pandemic workplace? Where are people going to go? How are they going to work? And the interesting thing is, as we were talking about as we went to the break, as the economy gets going again, I mean, they're talking about almost double-digit growth in the next few quarters, Jim, because of the pent-up demand and all the cash that's out there. The economy is awash in cash. Bankers are telling me they've got 5-6 times the cash in their deposits they ordinarily would have. And as that money starts getting released, as people start living their lives again and over-living because of they've been buttoned up, this is going to create a surge. But there's still not going to be enough people to do the job. That seems to me like a speed bump, Jim. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that's absolutely correct, and I think that's one of the reasons why organizations, and again, with our interest in small businesses, I think that's why small business needs to think about how to be prepared for that. That's why I think they need to talk to their employees. You gave a great point earlier about the employees thinking about their loyalty to the businesses that kept them on. Well, now the businesses have got the same responsibility back to their employees to say, what do I need to do? We're going to get hit with some major business as things start coming back. How do we prepare for that? How do I keep my employees engaged in supporting that, listening to them? Can they adapt? You know, there seems to be a lot of interest on the employee side of having just more flexibility in terms of their hours and things like that. That's harder for small businesses often to adjust to, yep. But at the same time, they can ask the question, how might we be able to adjust? What can we do differently?
You know, Jim, I've got a friend who owned an HVAC company, heating and air conditioning company, an engineering company, and a dozen years ago, at least, maybe 15, he was way ahead of this because he couldn't find people who were trained in refrigeration and trained in dealing with, you know, these kinds of systems. So he started his own school. I mean, he probably had, you know, 20 employees. It wasn't a big company, but it was big enough he had a little bit of critical mass. He started his own school, and he would bring smart kids in out of the trade school, and he would teach them how to be refrigerant experts, and he would teach them how to install these systems, and he grew his own workforce.
Yep. You know, and it's very interesting you mention that, Jim, because I just saw an article yesterday that said one of the things that's out there right now is a potential huge problem is we have not kept up with appliance repairs.
Yeah,
People don't want people coming into their homes. So it's like, okay, so now we've got a pent-up demand for repairs. And if we've got it for appliances, we've probably got some plumbing issues out there. So exactly
Jim, in landscaping, in carpentry, in plumbing, electrical. It's already almost impossible. The people who know how to do these things are booked up. I mean, you can't even get them to come and give you an estimate anymore, and because they're booked up so far in advance, they don't need to put anybody else down. This is going to become, this is what I mean when I, this is essentially, eventually, it's going to be a reverse domino that's going to wind up being a major blockage of the economy, I think.
Absolutely. I've got a friend similar to your story and very current. I've got a friend who was a kind of a one-person home remodeling business. He's now got two new employees, and he's working 20 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just trying to keep up with the demand for home remodeling, right. home repair kind of things. And it's like, and as you said, wait till all this money gets released and we get further along in the recovery. It's just going to keep skyrocketing, yeah. and people are going to have to figure out how do we. You gave a great example. You could train people.
Well, yeah. The other thing
get involved
is,
in these things.
Is if you're if this is if you're in business, if you're not looking at the trade at the supply chain implications of all the things that Jim and I are talking about. Never yep. mind your workers. How about the warehouses not being able to get workers? How about the trucking companies yep. not finding drivers? How about the manufacturing companies not finding workers in on the line? These are supply chain implications. If you are imagining that you're going to sell a bunch of stuff next fall, well, you better be thinking about where that stuff's going to come from, how it's going to get to you. What do you think, Jim? Last thoughts?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All of that is going to be we're going to see all kinds of changes in that, and it's going to just be another testimony to the importance of all of us being able to and being willing to look at what the possibilities are for the yeah. future in terms of these changes, because you've got to anticipate them. You can't wait for them to happen.
That's exactly right. He's spot on, folks, as he always is. More wisdom from the mind of Jim Schreier. Farcliffs.com is his website. Hey, Jim, good job today. Will you come back?
I certainly will. Be glad to.
We love having you on the show. Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.